Sideways on 92.5 XTU. Dirks is a dad now, and I'm sure that he is running into this problem with his kids, just like I am with my kids, in what they will eat and what they won't eat. Like, it's really hard to get my son Leonard to eat dinner when I make a normal dinner, because all he wants is, like, chicken nuggets and french fries.
So he's a picky eater?
He's a pretty picky eater.
I get that.
He just wants the mac and cheese is, like, his big thing.
I get that.
So this is hilarious, because Ice-T, you know, the guy from Law & Order, SVU.
Oh, yeah. Tutuola?
What?
Tutuola.
Is that what his name is?
Yeah, Ben Tutuola. Okay. My dog is named Captain Tregan. I know who.
You know this
I know
whole
Ice
thing.
T.
Right, okay.
Don't you
right.
worry.
So Ice-T posts a picture of himself on, like, Instagram or something, captioning that he's never eaten a bagel before. So it's him eating a cinnamon raisin bagel, and he's never, right?
Okay, the show is filmed in New York.
In New York.
How is he never? I mean,
you have to try to avoid the bagel in life, no matter where you live, but especially in New York.
Okay, I will concede this: the bagel part of my people, the
yes.
Hebrew people.
Yes.
As I was bar mitzvahed, 100 Jewish, 100% and everything. I find that it's a Jewish delicacy.
Yeah.
So perhaps Detective Finn Tutuola has not gotten in touch with his.
Right.
Jewish heritage.
Right.
His Jewish brethren.
So maybe he's been avoiding matzah as well? Is that what you think?
I would avoid matzah.
No leavened bread, no unleavened
bread.
Yes,
yeah.
Yeah.
No, he is for the leavened bread. It's weird that you wouldn't have a bagel in New York, though.
I know. And seriously, like, the first time you have a bagel, you're going cinnamon and raisin?
Oh,
which is
cinnamon raisin's delicious.
But it's hit or miss. I mean, it really is.
I've never had a miss on a cinnamon raisin.
Okay. But, I mean, okay. Yeah, you've got to go sesame. You've got to go sesame.
Okay, no. I mean, if you're going to go, you open up. You open the world up to the plane.
Right.
And then sesame's fine. But, I mean, the thick taste of the everything. Mm, delicious.
I know. That
delicious.
Everything
bagel.
Really good.
Is there food out there that's, like this for you? Because I can't think of one.
I can't think of one thing that I haven't tried or that I wouldn't try, right? Like,
yeah.
I mean, my mom and my husband love liver and onions.
Wow, okay.
Which is repulsive.
Yes.
And I know that because I've tried it,
yeah.
right? So I've at least tried it.
I have never had liver and onions because my mom was a staunch opponent of it. Like, she had to eat it. That was like a once a week meal. And she was like, I'm never going to make this for you. I've had to endure this.
Yeah.
So I've never had liver and onions, but I would probably give it a shot.
You'd try it because you just kind of have to.
I want to
know. I'll tell you what, even talking about it, I can taste it. And it's repulsive to me.
Yeah.
215-263-6700. Is there a food that you haven't tried? Or maybe you can tell us what chances are we're just not thinking of that we've never gone
challenge
down
us?
That challenge us.
Challenge
like
Andy
it.
Summers. What food have you not eaten?
Bring it. 215-263-6700. Good morning, David.
Good morning. How are you guys doing this morning?
We're doing great. So talk to us about a food that you've never had.
It's not one I've never had. It's one I don't want to ever have again. Mom used to fix SOS. Cream chip beef.
Oh, yeah. SOS. I can live on that stuff. Are you kidding
you
me?
You can have it with your liver and onions. You guys enjoy it. I don't need it. Give me my milk and give me my beef. Don't put them together.
This is Kristen.
Kristen, we're talking about Ice-T and how he's never eaten a bagel before.
I wanted to know if they've tried deer heart before.
Deer heart.
It's like a stew. You cut it up like stew meat. You put onions, you put peppers, a little Worcestershire sauce. It's absolutely delicious. And you eat it over rice.
About it. All right. Well,
you know what? Pass the left ventricle. I'm in.
Ice-T, the actor, says that he has never eaten a bagel before, so we're throwing it out there. You can either challenge us or tell us what you've never eaten. Hey, Pat.
Sweet potatoes.
You've never tried sweet potatoes?
No. When we were growing up, my dad would make sweet potatoes for the holidays and put brown sugar and maple syrup and, you know, all that stuff. And we had a German shepherd. The German shepherd would sit underneath the kitchen table, and I would feed the my sweet potatoes.
Who doesn't like brown sugar? Like, all of that sounded delicious to me.
No, not on sweet potatoes.
All right, well, thanks so much.
All right, thank you. I love you, and have a great day.
Thank you. You too. XTU, good morning. Who's this?
Yes, hi, this is Diane.
You guys had, were talking about stuff that you'd never eat. It's a squid and anything with eyes.
You've never eaten anything with eyes?
Yeah, the eyes are still in it.
Oh, right.
There was a few years back that my husband and I had gone to a restaurant and I ordered lobster and I thought it was just the tail. And they put it in front of me and I looked at them and I sent it back because it still had the eyes and it was looking at me. I was like, I can't eat this.
Yeah. Yeah. But, you know, it's dead, so it's not really looking at it.
Right. I know, but it's just the idea.
No, instead you were looking into the empty abyss of nothingness where death has already taken its place.
Oh, okay. So suddenly you become a vegetarian,
yeah. Zach. Yeah, well, no, I mean, I'm okay with it.
Diane, thank you so much.
You're welcome. Love you and love that to you.